Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Wake up, y'all. We got Sixers basketball today. Good morning on this day, Monday, March 17th. This is your Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update, giving you all the Sixers news you need to know, as well as what to keep your eye on for the day. It's your man, James Jackson, starting you off Monday morning with this Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update. We're coming off of an eventful week for the Sixers, highs and lows and everything in between. They do win last night. They beat the Dallas Mavericks in Dallas, 130-125. A game where there was a lot of people sitting on both sides of the floor. The last couple of games been a lot of people sitting on both sides of the floor. We will get to that in just a second. But I do appreciate you starting your day and your week with me, Jermaine James Jackson. It's Clap Your Hands Morning Sixers Update. Make sure you're following me and the podcast on Twitter at JimmyJ23 for myself, at Clap Your Hands Pod for the podcast. We're keeping it locked. Like I said, we're coming off of a win for the Sixers against the Mavericks, a game in which so many starters sat and were unavailable. It might have been a record in a basketball game with how many starters at the beginning of the season were not healthy for this game. I'm sure you've heard the reports that the Mavs are in jeopardy of having to forfeit games because they have so many people sitting. They may not be able to fill a roster. Like, that is, it's one of the craziest karmic retributions the basketball gods have ever done to a team for anything that they have done. I don't know if any team has repented for their bad judgment than the Dallas Mavericks are going through right now. So I always like to say this for Sixers fans. It's bad here. It could be worse. It definitely could be worse. But we will get to a takeaway from that game and a little bit else later. Let's set up the agenda. You know how we do for the morning pods, especially on a game day. I'll go through the schedule, and we're going to set the week this week since it is a Monday. I'll go through the scores, teams around the league we should pay attention to as Sixers fans, some new or injury updates, some regular news, and then on the other side of the break, analysis. It's a back-to-back. So one takeaway from last night, two things to watch for tonight as the Sixers take on the Houston Rockets in Houston, the start of a very busy week this week. So tonight, the Rockets in Houston at 8 p.m. on Wednesday, they go to Oklahoma City, take on the best record in the Western Conference, the Oklahoma City Thunder, coming off a very big win last night. Then travel to San Antonio to go take on the Spurs in the Alamo. And then we'll head to the ATL to end the week on Sunday and take on the Hawks at 6 p.m. So tonight, the Rockets. Wednesday, the Thunder. Friday, the Spurs. Sunday, the Hawks. A back-to-back to start the week and then a day in between, but a very busy week for a Sixers team that already has a trouble keeping itself healthy. So with four games in 6 days, we will see how the Sixers hold up by Sunday. But then the start of next week, you know, they start Monday in New Orleans too. So the Mavericks game was the start of a 6-game road trip for the Sixers, starting it off with a win, but they will be away from the Wells Fargo Center for a long time. It starts tonight in Houston against the Houston Rockets. Sixers are 0-1 against the Rockets this year. They lost back in November, 122-115 in Philly. It was a Jared McCain game that we all looked forward to against the Rockets, even though they lost. So Sixers go to even up the season series against the Rockets tonight. Will be in Houston at the Toyota Center, right in Houston. So we will look forward to that. 8 p.m. Set your timers accordingly. Okay, let's get to some scores around the league, teams we should pay attention to as Sixers fans, because it was a lot of battle, a lot of implications at the bottom of the NBA standings this past weekend for a lot of teams. But I do want to talk about that Cleveland-Orlando game. No real implications on the Sixers, but a very good game at the top of the Eastern Conference last night. The Magic actually went into Cleveland, handed the Cavs only their fifth home loss of the season, 108-103. It was a jostling back and forth, a game in which Donovan Mitchell was doing his thing, but didn't get a whole lot of help from his teammates. They did get 4 out of 5 starters in double figures, but he was the leading scorer, 23 points, 6 rebounds, and 5 assists. Jared Allen poured him 20 points and 12 rebounds himself. Just 19, 6-4 from Darius Garland, 10 from Max Strus, 9 from DeAndre Hunter, got 12 off the bench from Ty Jerome. But the Cavs shoot a surprisingly low 25% from three, just 65% from the free throw line too. So one of the worst shooting performances the Cavs have seen this season, and yet they were still right in there at the very end. Paolo Banchero led the way for the Magic, 24 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, 16 and 14 from Wendell Carter, and then 15 points from Kadarius Caldwell-Pope, including 3 big threes, one coming at the end of the game. Franz Wagner, 22 points and 8 rebounds, 17 off the bench from Anthony Black, who played a big role in this game too. The Cavs found themselves with a chance to tie or win this game at the end. Donovan Mitchell got 3 good looks at it at the end, was not able to hit it, and the Magic get out of Cleveland with a win, a must-needed win for the Orlando Magic, who still in the thick of it, but, you know, not in pretty position, not in the same position they once found themselves in the Eastern Conference. So just wanted to go over that, because as basketball fans, that was a great way to end Sunday night. It was on ESPN too, so a good way to end Sunday night. But teams that have to do with the Sixers, the Nets get a win too. So good thing that the Nets got a win, because the Sixers got a win as well. We need to, you know, keep position for those who want us to keep our pick. 122-114, the Nets got the win in Brooklyn. It was Cam Johnson who led the way for the Brooklyn Nets. 28 points, 7 assists, and 4 rebounds for him. 4 out of 5 starters in double figures for the Brooklyn Nets. 22 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists for Keon Johnson. Got 16 from Tyrese Martin, a guy who newly signed to the end of the season. Shout out to Allentown, PA. Tyrese Martin got himself a standard contract for the end of the season. And then 13 for Jalen Wilson. 10 for Maxwell Lewis, 13 for Trendon Wofford off the bench as the Nets shoot 48% from 3, 47% from the field, and get it done. The Hawks did not get it done. Trae Young led it away for them, 28-12, just a standard Trae Young game nowadays, which is kind of sad that Trae Young puts up kind of these numbers almost on a nightly basis, right? He's just one of the most overlooked stars in the NBA. It's really because he doesn't have a whole lot with him. So these numbers, you know, it's tough when you don't have another all-star with you. You don't really have a whole lot of help. But Big O and Yeko Okongwu, 21 points, 15 rebounds. Good help from him. 16-2 from Zachariah Richichet, their lottery draft pick. And then 14-5-7 from Dyson Daniels, who's starting to blossom on the offensive end just as well as he is on the defensive end. The Great Barrier Thief also had 5 steals and a block. Just a tremendous defensive player. But the Nets do get the win over the Hawks, 122-114. The Raptors and the Blazers battle it out, and a battle of the mids too at the bottom of the NBA standings, 105-102. The Portland Trailblazers get the win. I will say this. the Blazers are among the league's worst right now. Over the last handful of games in the NBA season, I would say the last 20 or so, they haven't been that bad of a team. Right, I will say post All-Star break, they are looking like a much different team. They are not a playoff team, nowhere contention, but a much different team. They came out of the All-Star break, had a little win streak too. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 wins in a row before taking another little loss, losing streak, another win streak of 4, and they've kind of been back and forth since. So they do get a win against the Raptors, though, 105 to 102. It was a good win. Anthony Simons led the way for them, as he normally would do. 22 points, 4 assists, 2 steals in the win. They got 21 from Tamari Kamara and then 17 from Shaedon Sharpe, who found himself in the starting lineup with some injuries. No Jeremy Grant, no Robert Williams, no Jandre Ayton, and they still got the win. They still got it done. Over to the Raptors side, you got 19 apiece from Jakob Poeltl and Ochai Agbaji. You got 10 off the bench from Orlando Robinson, 10 from Jamal Shedd, but not enough to get the win. No Jonathan Mogbo, no Emmanuel Quickley, no Chris Boucher. They shoot 32% from 3, and they find themselves on the losing end of that battle. Portland gets the win 105 to 102 as Toronto, like the Sixers, find themselves at the bottom of the NBA standings, hoping to keep their pick. So let's look first at the full Eastern Conference standings, and then we'll look at the bottom of the league standings too to see where the Sixers are and, you know, if we're going to keep our pick or not. So we look at the Eastern Conference standings. Everyone raise a glass to the Toronto Raptors, right? After beating the Sixers, and then now after beating the Sixers in their last game, they find themselves now above the Sixers in the Eastern Conference standings. They're in that 11th seed behind the Chicago Bulls, 24-44. Sixers are in 12th, 23-44, right? Right now, 5 games behind the Chicago Bulls for that 10th and final play-in spot. They are only a half game back of the Raptors. So if they win tonight and the Raptors lose their next game, the Sixers find themselves back in that 11th seed. If you want to know about the 7th seed, I guess I'll tell you. 8.5 games behind the Atlanta Hawks for that 7th and 1st play-in spot, and then 13 games behind the Detroit Pistons for that 6th and final playoff spot. Like I said, I don't know why you would want to know that. Has nothing to do with us. Our eyes are not set on that. It actually depends on who you are, because our eyes might be set on the opposite direction, where the Sixers find themselves locked in to the 6th worst record in the NBA, which means if the lottery would go kind of in order, Sixers would find themselves with the 6th pick. They would keep their pick, retain it from the Oklahoma City Thunder. It is top 6 protected, and we would look to go get ourselves a very good player out of the draft. Right now, 37% chance to be in the top 4 of the draft. And if we go into that 7th seed, we know per Brian Windhorst, the chances of us losing that pick go to 65%. So right now, the 6th worst record in the association, the 12th seed in the Eastern Conference. There are a lot of people who have waved the white flag on this season, thrown in the towel to the center of the ring, and would be happy with where the Sixers sit right now. Without actually probably prefer that the lottery happened tomorrow so the Sixers could keep their pick. But 12th in the East, 6th worst in the league right now is where the Sixers sit. We'll see what happens after tonight. Let's get to some injury updates, because pretty much everybody is on that injury report. We know the injury list from this past week. We know it from the Mavericks game, and we updated. Tyrese Maxey was out of the Mavericks game. He will be out again tonight dealing with that hand and back injury. Kyle Lowry also going to be out dealing with his hip injury. I really hope everything's okay with Kyle Lowry. Just a little bit of unexplained injuries, unexplained absences for him. A long list of people did not play against the Mavericks. Andre Drummond, Lonnie Walker, Dembona, and Kelly Oubre, all listed as day-to-day, but all did not play against Dallas. Andre Drummond, toe injury, is day-to-day. We'll watch him. Lonnie Walker had a concussion after a scary fall last week. in the Sixers game at home. So he was out for Sunday's game. We'll see if he's ready to go when he is ready to go. Concussions are no joke. Adembona, dealing with an ankle injury, was out for Sunday. First game of a back-to-back. We'll see if he's ready for the second leg. And Kelly Oubre, dealing with some knee soreness or some knee pain, did not play against the Mavericks. We will see if he's ready to go tonight against the Houston Rockets. We will go now to the Rockets injury report and see who's ready to go for Houston on there. And a small injury report for the Rockets. Just Amen Thompson still out for the Rockets. He was ruled out on March 9th, out about 10 to 14 days with a left ankle sprain. So he should be ready to go sometime soon for the Rockets. He probably will be reevaluated, I will assume, sometime this week, but will not play tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers, your Philadelphia 76ers, who have no news right now, nothing new in the Sixers land. So we will take a break. On the other side of the break, one takeaway, two things to watch for as we're on a back-to-back. So one takeaway from the Rockets game, or one takeaway, I'm sorry, from the Mavericks game, two things to watch for as the Sixers go and take on the Rockets tonight. Stay tuned. Welcome back, y'all. Appreciate you starting your day and your week with me. Second leg of a back-to-back as the Sixers go and take on the Houston Rockets tonight, a day after beating the Dallas Mavericks, a revenge game for our boy Q Dot, our boy Quentin Grimes, as he was able to go and get his lick back against the Dallas Mavericks, a team that just traded him about a month and a half ago. But we move on from that. We'll give you a takeaway from them in just a second. But first, make sure you're following me and the podcast on Twitter at JimmyJ23 for myself, at ClapYourHandsPod for the podcast. We were keeping it locked, especially on a game day like this today. Let's break down last night's game, preview tonight's game. A takeaway from last night, two things to watch for tonight. Last night's game, a win against the Dallas Mavericks. Quentin Grimes' old team, a team that we just acquired him from. And that's my takeaway. And I already know Q Dot has been my takeaway before, but the bigger picture now is Quentin's the only one playing for something, right? Like, the Sixers are not playing for anything right now. Only thing we're really playing for, a lot of people think, is to keep our pick, which means we're not really playing, right? Quentin Grimes is not that person, right? Quentin Grimes seems to be someone who's going out there on a nightly basis trying to prove something, trying to win something. And you see what his, you look at his contract and you understand why, right? He's on the last year of his contract, right? Making about $4 million right now. That's his cap hit for his contract, 4.2 guaranteed, $7 million, all considering, right? But he's on the last year of his deal with a club option, right? With a team option to pick him up. So he is auditioning to stay on the Sixers roster right now, to stay on a roster in the NBA. There is a big chance that the Sixers do not pick up his team deal and either let him walk in free agency or try to sign him for something that is even maybe a little less. But he's playing himself into a situation where he's worth more than that deal. He's worth more than maybe that club option for next year. But he will become a restricted free agent, and the Sixers have the ability to kind of bring him back or allow him to go test the market, see what offers he can get, and then have the ability to match that offer sheet. But Quentin Grimes is playing to stay employed in the NBA right now. The last three games for him, 30 points per game, 4 assists, 4 rebounds, 2 steals, 52% from the field. That's not a guy who looks like he is kind of reining it in or mailing it in with the rest of the team for the rest of the season. That is a guy that's like, I don't care what y'all going through. I'm here to get my bag. I'm here to get my job. So Quentin playing for something. It's clear. And last night he was not only playing to get his lick back against the Mavs, he's playing to get his bag for next season. So I support Q Dot in those efforts. So let's preview tonight's game against the Rockets. Come in against the Houston Rockets, who right now, you know, find themselves right in the thick of it for the Western Conference, right? find themselves battling and jostling in the Western Conference. They've slid a little bit, but right now they're still two in the West, 13 games behind the Oklahoma City Thunder, but them, the Nuggets, and the Grizzlies all jostling for that number two position in the West right now. So a good team, a very young and athletic team, right? And that's the first thing to watch for is the pace and really how the Sixers play in transition. We have one of the best transition teams in the NBA right now is the Houston Rockets, right? Fifth in fast break points in the NBA, and also on the other end, fifth in the NBA in opponents' fast break points. So one of the top five in the NBA getting in transition and getting some buckets, also top five in the NBA in defending those transition buckets, right? Sixers are about middle of the pack in fast break points, right? About, you know, 17th, 16th in fast break points, but an opponent's fast break points, they are about 17th as well. So middle of the pack in both, but the Rockets are top five in both. And this is a Sixers team that we know a lot of starters aren't playing. A lot of big rotational players aren't playing. So it's going to have to be a lot of guys who haven't spent a ton of time on the court together, figuring it out in transition and trying to get back and defend, right? Guys like Alex Reese and Jeff Dalton, Justin Edwards, they're going to have to be like commanding units, especially against the Rockets team, who's going to look to get up and down, push the pace, and really try to overwhelm the Sixers in transition. So with a young athletic team like that, I am a little worried, but as we know, losses are kind of welcomed at this point in the season. But
if you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
That kind of a heavy pace, that kind of run and gun offense, a run and gun system that the Rockets like to play, that's very tough. Sixers have shown a very big inability to guard teams who push the pace like that, especially in transition. So first thing I'm watching for, the Rockets really launching off at the start of this game, and we'll see if the Sixers can handle it and keep up. Second thing I'm watching for, one, it depends on the health of this player. Depends on the health of Adem Bona, who is nursing a little bit of an ankle sprain, did not play in the first leg of the back-to-back last night against the Dallas Mavericks. I'm looking to see what Adem does tonight. We'll see. Probably won't start. Probably be Yabu in the starting lineup, even if he does play. But he will see action against the guy at some point. A guy like Alperen Sengun. I know Adem Bona versus Alperen Sengun ain't the matchup that is going to be billed and put on the front page of NBC Sports Philly or something to preview this game. But you look at a guy like Adem Bona, and aside from not playing against the Mavericks game, or in the Mavericks game, has seen himself with a huge level of production in the last handful of games. The four games before that found himself in double figures, including his first career double-double against the Jazz on March 9th when he had 14 points and 15 rebounds. But then against the Hawks, 12 points, only two rebounds, but 12 points, 13 points, 9 rebounds against the Raptors, 16 points, 9 rebounds against the Pacers. So Adem Bona is clearly finding – his role and seeing where he can impact the game. If he finds himself matched up with a guy like Alperen Sengun, an all-star for the first time this year, it's going to be a big test, right? Not only a guy who can do it all in terms of scoring, rebounding, and assisting, but a guy who's going to stretch Adem Bona out, make him play in that perimeter, make him play from that, you know, 16 to 22 feet out beyond the basket, make him slide those puppies and make him stay in front of Alperen Sengun. So not going to start on him if he plays. May not spend majority of the game, but there's a step up, a next level into a Adem Bona's game. Not that he's mastered level one, but I want to see now how he does against an elite big, a big who's really going to make him move. Haven't seen that much in the good games that he's played. So in this good stretch, let's see how he does against someone like Alperen Sengun, against a team like the Rockets, who is going to make him get versatile, make him get athletic, and defend and move all over the place. So my one takeaway from the Mavericks win, Q-Dot playing for something. My two things to watch for tonight, the pace of play, and let's see if Adem Bona can really keep up his good play against someone with the likes of Alperen Sengun. Depending on your agenda, depending on how you're watching tonight's game, either way, I will be back tomorrow to preview tonight's game and to see if the Sixers, where they sit in the Eastern Conference and in the bottom of the league standings. But until then, I will see everybody in 24 hours.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.